Okay, people, fear not. You do not need to go and get the sexy fluorescent lycra out. But you can if you want to. You can get the orange trainers, just like me. You could get the sexy hairband like they used to wear in the 80s, you know, like Jane Fonda style. You could get like the big headphones. You could start moving your arms like an absolute kind of, you know, where you kind of keep your hands together and you're swishing and like you're looking like you're, I don't know, yeah, like a Mr. Motivator or Jane Fonda workout video, and you're stepping like an absolute pro. Or what you could do, which is how Anna is starting this podcast on this beautiful Zoom meeting we're connected on, is basically look like you're about to go on an episode of Teenage Ninja Mutant Turtle. I mean, I'm just going to say you are spared from not seeing the randomness. Anna's taking this very seriously, obviously, but enough of the fun. This is a serious podcast and a very focused, sensible conversation about stepping up your April. Well, ukuleles aside, ninja headbands aside, I don't know what she's playing at today. Happy end of March, Anna Mangan.
And to you. Happy end of March to you.
So
the light is coming to the end of our tunnel.
Oh, do you know, it's we've just been kind of like thinking, like, what should we do for the podcast? It feels like so many of you are like seeing a little ray of hope, you know, like in England, lockdown, it's been a long road the last few months, and we're starting to see potential light at the end of the tunnel with, you know, more people being vaccinated, with plans over the next few months to slowly ease into like some kind of normal civilization. But also, more importantly, if you're someone who lives in the UK, maybe you're listening outside of the UK and you just laugh at us, but just the niceness of a bit of warm weather and a bit of light in the evenings after what felt like months of snow, frankly, in winter. It's just so good. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the fact it's not grey, I think, just helps. It just lifts your mood, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we were like, how do we capitalise on this, right? How do we be the exciting, motivational, inspirational kind of people that we want to be? How can we bring us all together? Like, so me, Anna, you, our listeners, our members, we can all do something like together. And we thought, why not just do something simple that gets us all moving, that gets us to kind of be on a common goal for just the next 30 days, a step challenge. Nothing too crazy. There's flexibility if you want to change it, tweak it how you want to do. But at the bare, frank bottom line, the aim is that we all walk 150,000 steps over the month of April. I mean, initially that's like, oh my God, that's a really big number. But actually, if you average it per day, it's 5,000 steps per day.
I just want to clarify for anybody out there who may have heard that and thought what I thought, which was, as a collective, we had to walk.
Oh yeah, I walk 2 steps, you walk 3. Oh right, I see.
Just in case anyone was there thinking what I'm thinking, like, collectively, let's all push and do 150,000. Because that's what I initially thought.
That's like a relay, isn't it?
Yeah. I then reread what you emailed me and realised I've got to do that. So just want to reiterate, it is per person, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? And look, it goes without saying, if you are somebody who is injured or you can't walk or you have any kind of health complications, then don't worry about it. Maybe there's another way that you can kind of support us and take part and be a part of the community. And what I would say is, like, you know, if you're not someone who's not doing very much at all, just take your time with it. Maybe 100,000 steps is okay for you. Maybe just a few now and again. But there might also be some people who think 150,000 steps, that's absolutely nothing. I'm smashing out like 500,000 every month or something. Well, how can we make it different? Like, I look at 5,000 steps If I'm honest, that's like quite a low figure for me. I've definitely, over the course of my journey, upped it. So I'm looking at, could I do those 5,000 steps whilst walking up more hills? You know, rather than picking the easy flat land, can I challenge myself to do more hills? Could I be carrying things in a heavier rucksack to just push myself a little bit more? But I think the overall aim from what I get when you look at the Body Magic Awards, the Slimming World, and this is about not doing 150,000 steps in 24 hours, like actually getting to make this be a regular great habit that you can kind of continue as, you know, summer, spring progresses throughout the year, because we know and we're going to dip into and remind ourselves of some of the benefits that can come from being a walker.
Yeah, consistency is key, isn't it?
Because I always think though, Anna, like people often say, like we heard from the guys and you know, the Match Obesity report, we said a lot of guys will try and fix their overweight, their weight issues with exercise, right? They will go and smash 25, you know, sessions at the gym and expect to have lost a stone. I think sometimes we put pressure on ourselves that you need to go and be a runner or go on a treadmill or lift loads of heavy weights or do back-to-back sessions at the gym. But and often walking is like kind of underrated. Like people just don't consider it as proper exercise. And I think that we need to just take that myth out of our minds, because when it comes to real simple, healthy fat burning, that's much less pressure on your joints, good on your heart, as we're about to kind of uncover. It's really flipping awesome. Don't chuck it away. Like if that's all you can do is walk, so be it.
It's also free and you can use it as a means of transportation.
Yeah.
Do you know? And I'm all about like doing things that are sustainable and you can commit to. So could you, like, I'm a really bad one for my local supermarket is a mile away, a walk. So 2 miles round trip. But I'll get in the car and do that. Could I actually walk to the supermarket and back and carry the bags? Yeah, I could. So actually, if I could do that, just make that swap once a week, that would be more steps, be better for the environment, loads of things. But it's planning and it's not being lazy. And I'm quite lazy. I like getting in my car with my heater on. Do you know what I mean? So again, it's not, it's saying, okay, well, maybe I would drive there and walk back or whatever it is, but just starting small I think is really key. Otherwise we can fry our own heads and think, right, I've got to be walking, you know, 10 miles a day. Actually, well, is it just, if you start like me, you know, I was very sedentary because of my condition, actually just to walk to the front door and back, that was a start. So really, if you're listening to this, please don't get over face, just start where you can.
Another thing, like you were saying about kind of factoring it into your life already. There were two different things that I did that made a big difference to helping me up my steps. So one of which was when I go to the office, I park my car a few streets further away. So it takes me 10 minutes to walk to the office rather than 30 seconds. And then the other thing is we've all got mobile phones now. Not many of us really use landlines. So when I take calls, I'm on a mobile. So be mobile. Like actually walking whilst I'm on a phone call. You know, I do a lot of kind of sitting at a computer editing, but quite often I actually just need to do a lot of listening. So rather than sitting at a desk in my office listening, I put my headphones on and I walk and I take a notepad and a pen and I'm writing notes as I go. So I'm working and doing my phone calls and listening whilst moving, right? Just trying to build that into my life. There's no reason for me to just feel like, oh, I have to be at an office desk, I have to be sat down. So I look for ways within my work pattern that I could move a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just a few small changes can really make an impact, don't they? Like I've been, after I had COVID and I couldn't really go outside because I'd started the running, I started doing the walking at home program. So, you know, you can pick them up on lots of apps or, you know, Google it. And it really helped me. I was like walking 10, 15 miles in my bedroom, which was a really great thing because I couldn't go out because I was self-isolating. I was going to say self-containing. Don't know what that meant, but self-isolating. So yeah, I think there's so many different things you can do. Also, just simple things like standing up if you are at your desk working from home and just walking on the spot. Stuff like that, you know. I've got a gorgeous member who has started working from home. She's an actress who can't work at the moment. She's working from home and she started to do 10,000 steps around her apartment each day, pacing around the apartment. So it's so health beneficial. Does that make sense? Health beneficial to walk, isn't it? It's so key for so many things like your metabolic rate. And I think we underestimate the power of such a simple activity, don't we?
Yeah. So I remember, like, was it Mum Tum Be Gone when we had our listeners' question the other week, and she was saying about how, like, we were saying, like, get your chopped tomatoes and just walk on the spot whilst the adverts are on. Well, you know, if you were watching like your Netflix series, but you were kind of like walking backwards and forwards,
I mean, you
might look like a bit of a weirdo, but who cares? Like, you got to get some movement in. I mean,
yeah.
So this is kind of how it works, right? We're not going to kind of ask you to send us a report card. There is no prizes, you know, who can complete it the fastest. There's no penalizing if you don't complete it. This is just something that we're going to do. If you want to join us, if it helps you get, you know, back motivated, if it gives you somewhere to start, then you can join us. You know, we would love if you share with us some of your little photos via email or Instagram at Slimming World Podcast or slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. We love pictures of what outfits are you wearing? You know, are you wearing a bit of leopard print so you feel like you're with us? Are you listening to the podcast whilst you're walking? Maybe some old episodes. And where are you walking? Like, what time of day? Are you walking inside, outside? Like, we're really curious to see, how are you getting your steps in? And I think it will be really interesting to see how different people approach this challenge.
Mine will be just not to die. Do you know what I mean? Like, there'll be people out there like me who, like, you're active, Claire. You've always been active.
Well, I am now.
Yeah, but do you know what? Even 5 stone heavier, you used to cycle. And I don't think you realised. Do you know what I mean? You did. You were more active than you realised. There are people out there like me who are not that big fans of exercise or activity. So, you know, what really has inspired me is when I read the feature on the Slimming World website about if you move for an extra 30 minutes a day, what that could do. If you stand on your feet for an extra 30 minutes a day, do you know how much extra weight you could lose in a year, Claire?
What?
5.2 pounds. I'm just standing up.
So if you're on your feet for an extra 30 minutes a day, you could lose an extra 5.2 pounds a year. That's according to the NHS.
Yeah.
I mean, because it is interesting that so many of us now spend so much time sitting, we're lying down. You know, I mean, I really have to. Now I'm back in an office, I'm finding I have to work much, much harder to get up and force myself to have a lunch break, number one, because I'm terrible at when I'm working, and then I will just get to the end of the day and be exhausted, starving, dehydrated, and haven't done any steps. So I have to disrupt myself and put an alarm on to kind of say, no, get out for 30 minutes and go for a walk around the block.
Clears your brain as well.
You know, and I think that's like it was saying it can go up to like 10 hours or more. You know, that people are sitting down. I just, this thing about even just standing up is interesting, isn't it? Like that, just that difference, like the chemical changes that happen.
We have it when you're at Slimming World training, we have something called Stretchy Fred. So he'll come up every 20 minutes. I mean, we have to stand up, we have to stretch because we know that actually just moving your body back, what it can do mentally, but also physically. So it may be like you're doing setting a timer for your lunch. Is it saying every 20 minutes when you're working, just stand up, you know, and do 40 steps on the spot or something like that? Because it's like, those habitual things that we don't do, it can be very easy to flip it. You know, do you go and make yourself a brew mid-morning? Is it about walking around the kitchen while the kettle's boiling? Is it about, you know, like you do, parking the car a bit further away when the, you know, when you're taking the kids to the park? Could it be, you know, you don't drive to the park, you actually walk the full way to the park, or parking at the back of the supermarket car park? So it could be just little tweaks, couldn't it, in your daily routine that could get your steps up.
Yeah. I mean, we found an article which is in the Slimming World members site, which is called Five Great Reasons to Move More. And it talks about like some of the tips. So it talks about like it helps you get slim, you know, the fact that just standing up extra 30 minutes a day can help as opposed to sitting down all the time. This idea about metabolism, you know, the chemical changes. So there's a lady called Dr. Jackie Lavin, who we've had on the podcast before. She's head of nutrition and research. She talks about the fact that, you know, when you sit for extended periods, chemical changes happen in your body's metabolism that tip it to store more fat. And this even happens in fit and active people. And so she's saying no matter how regularly you exercise, if you sit for long periods, you're still at increased risks of developing type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Mm-hmm. And the science behind that is she's saying about it affects our muscles' ability to process fat and glucose and turn it into energy. So just getting up, as you say, to stretch and move every 20 minutes or so counters that and keeps your metabolism fired up all day. I mean, you can get those fitness trackers that you wear as watches that remind you to move every hour just to do, you know, 250 steps. That's another way of like, I turned mine off for a while, but now I'm kind of thinking back. Now I'm back in the office. Maybe I should put it back on.
Yeah. Mine tells me to breathe. I'm like, I'm breathing. Stop telling me off.
Yes. Well, so talking about breathing and living, the third point that it makes is that we could live longer. And who'd have thought that, like, just by getting out of your chair could make a difference to your life expectancy?
Yeah, I'm like, it's crazy, isn't it?
So here's what it said, right? A study of women aged 50 or over found that those who sat for less than 3 hours during their leisure time had a 40% lower chance of dying during the 14-year study period than those who sat for more than 6 hours. And that was irrelevant of how much they exercised. So you could be going to the gym in the morning and the evening, but you sit in your desk for 8 hours for the rest of the time, and, you know, you're still at risk. I mean, I think that is really bonkers. It almost makes me, because I've always been like an exercise binger, right? One of the things I realized by doing the Body Magic Awards several times was I wanted to do like just one really big walk, and then the rest of the week I would just not really want to do anything, and I'd be like, yeah, but I've done like, I don't know, 5 hours worth of exercise that week. But it's about doing it like exercise snack, I think, is what Matt tells me it is, you know, where you just I don't know, do the old bicep curls with the tins when the kettle's boiling, when you walk around the block, when you're on the phone to your mom catching up. These exercise snacks, little and often, actually, this is where this is kind of saying, yeah, the exercise binge isn't necessarily that great.
Go back to that old analogy of like a fire. If you're doing that binge, you've got to really stoke it, keep it like fire. But if you just do little bits, there's always going to be a little flame going, isn't there? Never have to go back to the beginning.
Yeah. The thing that I think had previously confused me was this idea that, you know, a sedentary lifestyle is someone who maybe only does like 15 minutes worth of exercise a week. And then increasing your activity to maybe like midway is about 75 minutes a week. An active lifestyle of someone who's fit and healthy is more like 150 minutes or more. And things like brisk walking, cycling. And I think that's where for me, I'd be like, right, well, I've done 150 minutes.
I'm okay.
I'm done. Tick, move on to the next thing, you know? And I think it kind of made me think, no, actually, you know, here it's saying about these exercises like walking, cycling outside that are ready, that you can incorporate into a bit of a daily exercise habit, plus something that might be a bit more strength related on two or more days, maybe like a yoga, something to improve and maintain your health. I mean, that kind of gives a bit more of a balanced, shapely look at managing your fitness.
I think what I was thinking about with it is, though, doing something you know you can stick to. So for me, And for anyone that's busy, it's got to be incorporated in something that I can do. So, you know, I have to go food shopping. So can I incorporate it in the food shopping? If I've then got to go and find some more time in my already crazy diary, I'm going to put it off. So if I can work it into something that's a necessity, I have to do it. That's how my mind works. So it's finding the way that works for you. Like, some people love doing exercise classes. Some people want to do it on their own. I know what pulls me in is finding out, actually, could I live longer and could I lose more weight? Okay, I'm in.
Yeah, timing is interesting, isn't it? Because I definitely have done some things before, like some kind of streak and step and challenges and things like that, where I've got to like 9:30 at night. I'm like, oh God, now I've got to go and do this. And it's like a chore. I think what you've also got to flip on the head, right? Let's just think about some of the benefits of exercise. So like number 4 on this article is, it's a great first step. And the fact that so they're talking about like the Get Britain Standing campaign. But one of the things that it talks about is about your increase in energy. And so a big reason that people say, you know, ideally you do some kind of movement in the morning, is it really wakes up your body, gives your energy, so that when you have to go to work, when you have to, I don't know, take the kids to school or whatever you may be setting your day out to do, you're ready, you're like awake, you're raring to go, you're riding on all of those endorphins and all the good feel factor things that you get. And that is another, it's just a bonus, right? That's also free, right? You get to get these really good hormones that make you feel really ace, like riding on that energy. Whereas if you kind of leave it to the evening, you might miss out on the boost in the energy.
I think doing it in the morning stops you procrastinating and not doing it, because as the day goes by, I'm far less likely to do it. If I can do it before my brain's engaged, then I'm actually doing it. It's much better.
Yeah, but you know, also I think like number 5 here, it makes you feel better. Okay, similar to what we were just saying, like getting up, moving regularly will help your health in many other ways. It reduces feelings of tiredness, it helps prevent backache, strengthens your bones, muscles. Your brain gets a boost as well. I mean, research here that they quote from Australia, the more time you spend on the feet, the lower your risk of anxiety. You know, I think like now we're moving into, the reason we picked this for April, not for January, is that more of us, like there is more light in the evening. Mm. We're starting to see that. So many of us would finish work at like, say, 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever. And then like it's dark, it's cold. We don't want to go out for a walk. And yeah. So almost like the evenings were just written off. But now we're starting to get that time back where we can get back outside. And we know that connecting with nature, you know, putting down our phones, getting away from the TV, moving, getting some fresh air in your lungs, maybe even just like passing someone in the street and saying hello and smiling at each other, the boost that all of that does whilst you're getting steps is so good. So that when you go home and you want to make your tea, you're going to make a better choice, right?
Yeah, totally. I think there's something about the seasons changing and it just mentally lifts you, doesn't it? Really, really does.
Some people will be looking at doing running, right? So one of the trends that we've seen in the last year is so many people doing like couch to 5K, that kind of stuff. So if you're out and you're getting running, you know, make sure you warm up. Make sure you read up on not injuring yourself. Get the right gear. Women, get a good bra. We know all that stuff, right? And be safe about it. You know, if you need to kind of share your location, if you're out running on your own and it gets a bit dark, use the sharing apps that you can with a friend to make sure that you're safe. But then, like, I think there's also something that people, we have to talk about in here, because, you know, the first point we said there, just by standing up an extra 30 minutes a day, you will lose an extra 5 pounds of weight per year. We also have to make sure that people recognize that doing more body magic doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to lose weight or not use it as a way, as the sole way to lose weight. Like, I've said that really terribly. You're the consultant. You can say that in the proper way, right? That's terrible. Sorry.
So body magic is brilliant for mind, body, soul, and indeed weight loss, but it's not going to get your weight loss on your own. And it's also not going to step your weight loss up. It's got to be part of a bigger picture, hasn't it? Also, I think a really important thing to note and taking this from someone who's done it, is thinking I've been active, therefore I can eat more or drink more of X, Y, and Z, like it's a rubber.
Yeah, I tell you what, let me just tell you, one of the messages we got in our inbox was from Emily, and she said, I'm really struggling at the moment. I've committed to running 56 miles over a month, but my weight loss has stalled. I always feel hungry in the evening. What is going on? I'm not shedding the pounds. I thought this challenge would help with weight loss, but it seems to be stalling it. I've been stuck at the 2 stone loss mark since the beginning of December. There's part of that where you're like, okay, if I do this thing, I'm going to lose loads more weight. But
you've got to eat well. So I don't know if she's got a consultant, but the thing that sticks out to me there would be using your free food, eating lots of protein. If you're hungry, making sure you're having enough in your meals. Is it that you need an extra meal or a bigger portion or a portion with some slow-releasing carbs and lots of protein to snack on? Because sadly, if exercise was the miracle to weight loss, we would all be at it. We need it to maintain weight loss. We need it for overall health, and it will boost our weight loss, but you will get weight loss from food alone. So you might need a bit of tinkering with your food optimizing.
Water and protein. I mean, yeah, that's, if there's one thing that I have really learned, you know, and I do quite high intensity exercise now, but I didn't before. And I was finding that I was quite tired and hungry.
Yeah.
And really, it's just my body's way of saying, I need a little boost here. Can you give me something?
Can you give some more?
Yeah. And also, I think that when I was in that kind of hungry, tired state, also sometimes, if I'm honest, a bit of a reward state where I'll be like, come on, you can have those extra sins because you have just done, I don't know, 25,000 calories burnt from 20 minutes of exercise. Yeah, right. Like then it does kind of happen, but water and protein, two key resources. And also they're in the plan, aren't they? You know, they're not going to cost you in sins.
Yeah, if you're hungry, you need to eat, but also you need to recognize, are you getting hungry when you've done the exercise and coming in having a few cheeky snacks that are out of your sins? Are you doing that reward thing? Are you having like the gels that you have when you go running? It might just be about stripping it back down to basic. There's some great features on running on the website as well, with some hints and tips.
With some what? Hints and tips?
Yeah.
Well, there are loads of resources on the Lifeline online for members, actually. I mean, we've just typed in walking, steps, we've typed in running, and there's loads of different articles. And I really would say use that as a resource, because sometimes what can happen when you go on a Google-a-thon is you start to find stuff that is probably not always really like factually correct. It's not safe. And I have seen with my own critiquing journalistic eyes how thorough the guys at Slimming World vet the research that they put on the members' website. But seriousness aside, right? So, you know, I really hope that this can be a really great month of April that we can like
fun just thing.
Yeah, like we can enjoy it. Like, you know, we were talking the other week about wearing nice clothes and stuff. Maybe now's the time, like, you know, that you put on, I don't know, your leopard print t-shirt that you haven't worn in ages. You've got some leopard print trainers, haven't you?
Three pairs
of leopard print trainers. I mean, you know, just like enjoy it, wear a nice outfit, because the thing is about walking as well, hopefully it depends how many hills you're going to climb and how often you go out walking, but take your time with it. It doesn't have to be a big sweaty affair. You can still wear nice clothes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And also, you know, hopefully as laws change, I think we'll be able to get back to meeting our friends, our extended family members, maybe even like say to them to go out for a walk and take a little picnic with you, right? Make it a lovely affair.
I love it. Can you imagine? Isn't that exciting though? Seeing your friends, seeing your family for a walk and a picnic. Like 18 months ago, that may have been like, oh, okay. But now that's like something that fills me with so much joy.
Yeah. I know. I'm so,
so much joy.
So excited. And please do take some pictures. It will be a joy to see how you are embracing your steps. So 150,000 steps. It's up to you how you want to calculate it. I've got a tracker, so I will go onto my website and kind of see what my cumulative total is as I go through. And then we can recap in a few weeks to see how we all did, and or just what we got out of doing it, I suppose.
I'm using an abacus.
An abacus?
Yeah. You know, go back to basics and all that. So I'm getting an abacus. I'm going to count. I'm going to get a map and an abacus and see where it takes me.
You know, it's insane having to present a podcast with this person, isn't it? More and more, you get weirder and weirder every episode.
But not boring.
That's very true. Not boring. No. And she's the professional here, people. She is the consultant and I am the mere member. Right, next week we are back with another episode. I actually haven't written down what it is, so it can be a surprise for us all. I haven't carried it across on my little notes for this episode. Anna's gone back to being a ninja. I hope that you have more glamorous outfit, whatever you may be doing your steps in. Enjoy your food, enjoy your walking, and let's just go celebrate. Springtime is here, and get stepping away to be slimmer.
Bye for now.
Goodbye.